was a survey just conducted over the last number of weeks, and hotels right throughout the country are reporting a very mixed season. Here in Donegal, where we rely very much on the northern market, it's been a very, very difficult season. And looking forward, with the exchange rates and you know, the price competitiveness here in the Republic, it's going to be a very, very difficult season ahead.
And indeed, we have heard on numerous occasions about insurance costs escalating in a number of sectors, and it is indeed affecting the hospitality sector as well.
Absolutely, you know, it's just making the tourism industry in Donegal, you know, which is a huge employer, employs over 7,500 people, it's making it less and less competitive, and that's very concerning. And, you know, yes, the insurance costs are a huge issue, but the VAT increase is having a detrimental effect on the business here in Donegal, and especially along the border, you know, where the county relies very much on tourism as an employer and as a source of business. It's you know, it's a very detrimental step the government took, and it's going to have serious consequences.
And indeed, the government does need to take action, because ultimately this is what keeps the country going, the tourism sector as well.
Absolutely. You know, there's a huge amount of people employed in the tourism industry, but especially in rural Ireland. You know, as I say, here in Donegal, there's over 7,500 people employed in the industry. And, you know, unless the government do something, a lot of those jobs are going to be in jeopardy. You know, certainly there have been success stories. You know, the Wild Atlantic Way has been fantastic. It's brought people to, you know, rural Ireland that would never have come here before. But unless the government do something to support tourism, we're going to be in a very difficult situation going forward.